Yeah, both sides. So one of the issues that we've been talking about is the denim of checking for bugs. And we pointed out that there are a number of svaras why you don't have to check for bugs. We noted two basic svaras so far. One svar why you don't have to check for bugs is that it could be that it's not considered nikkar ha'eser at all. Right. In other words, something that is invisible is mutter. Some of the poskim say that now that seems to be muskamakol. Some of the poskim say that not only if it is invisible is it mutter, but if it's exceedingly difficult to see, exceedingly difficult to remove. So in that case, it's also going to be mutter, even if it is somewhat nikkar. And we pointed out that Rav Eitam, in his Sefer Lachem Yelo Achla, he points out that this is a machlokes between the Rambam and the Rashba, right? That with regard to the butter of the goyim, the Rambam assumes because there are some pockets of milk there, that's why it's a problem. The Rashba says, no, that's not why it's a problem. The Rashba says, because it's very difficult to get out. So therefore, that amount of milk is going to be bottled. That amount of milk does not create a problem. The reason why it's a problem, according to the Rashba, is a different in that by Macharei Nachrim, there's no halacha of Shishim. So one could argue that with respect to bugs, also, if it's very difficult to notice and to get out, so then there is no chiyuv to be bodik at all. There's only a chiyuv to be bodik if it's somewhat easy, noticeable, etc., but not when it's exceedingly difficult. This is something that we said from Rav Eitam yesterday, or Monday, whatever it was. Rav Eitam brings another raya to this. He saw from Peidalot Zifkir Aleph. The halacha is that if someone is a bug checker, but messes up, so you have to remove that person, right? Mashgiach. You have a guy who works for you, and he messes up the bug checking. So you tell him, I'm sorry, sir, you're no longer working for us. So Isha Shenimsa, right, paid out to Fyodala for a woman that after she checks it, you find a sheretz, which is Nirla Inayim, so you can't trust her anymore. Asr Lacham Ibdikasa. However, you don't lose your status as a bodeg if the vegetables that you find or the bugs that you find afterwards are found only underneath the leaves. That means, l'cha'ora, that something that's found underneath the leaves is not a chesaron in your bedika. And therefore, Rav Eitam argues, you see from here that maybe there is no chiyuv at all of bedika for the stuff that is underneath the leaves. It's not a crazy deal, although I don't know if it's really a raya, because the shaila over here is not whether there's a chiyuv to be bodek, but whether if you did a bad job, do we remove you? Right? So if you mamish mess up, you do a bad job, we remove you. It could be that by these bugs under the leaves, so it's not considered doing such a bad job that we have to remove you from your position as a bodek. So I don't know if his raya from Peidot Zifkir Aleph is a good raya. It happens in Peidot Zifkir Aleph, the exciting topic is whether we trust women. I'll pay halacha, right? The Shah quotes the Maharshal that we don't trust women because the Gemara at the beginning of Pesachim says that anything that involves Torah, right? So the assumption is that Nashim Ratzlonios, they won't do Tircha, etc. We do rely on Nashim because it's not Ischazik Yisura, because there are many Tzadim, Lahakel, etc. That's the Maskana of the Shach. So that's like the exciting part of Sifjud Aleph. Yeah.
So I asked a question we talked about yesterday, but the invisible things being with her, does that, I just forget, does that mean that they're just not in the car, but they're still, what's it called? They're still, they can still potentially be a barrier, that they're not being considered a barrier if they're invisible?
Well, again, there are two issues. One issue is is it a barrier or is it not a barrier, right? And then there's another issue, do I have to check for it in those locations? Right now I'm talking about the second issue. Do I have to check? It could be the enochanami, if there is a bug there, that bug is a barrier and it's not going to be bottle, etc. But am I mechuyev to check? So Rabbi Tam tries to bring a raya from the fact that you don't remove a woman from her position if the bug is found under the leaf, that is indicative of the fact that you don't have to check. I think that raya is questionable.
Just to clarify, I'm going back to the previous idea that you said, just that it's before you put it out. The first thing we said, that we talked about yesterday, things that aren't near the ayin.
But so, again, so assumption is that something is only visible with a microscope. So the Achrenim say, the Lashon of the Aruch HaShulchan here in Sof Lamed Vav is Lo Nitna Torah L'Malachei HaSharis. You're not mechuyev to go to extreme measures. Right? So therefore, if it's only nikar ayidei a microscope, that's halachically not called nikar. The only time I'm mechuyev to check is if something is nikar. Now we have another issue though. Let's say something is noticeable, but it is exceedingly, exceedingly difficult to remove. So then Rabbi Tam wants to say that there's a machlokas between the Rambam and the Rashba about the Chema, whether that's going to be a problem. Because their attack is Nir'ah La'inayim. So that's one issue that we spoke about last time we learned. We also presented another wild Svara last time. Oh, Mr. Weiss, you're like on my right side, so I didn't turn to you. Yeah.
I think it's fair to say that within the last 20, 10, 5 years, the Olam HaHalacha has become more machmir in terms of bug checking.
Oh, yeah.
So in light of that, when we're learning through the sugya, is the burden lahafmir or is the burden lahakel?
So I would say that the burden is to understand the dinim, and then we'll try to figure it out as best as we can, which we might make a lot machmir. I happen to be presenting stuff based on Rabbi Tam Sefer. He's a makel, and we're using his Sefer as like the beginning of our discussion. You could also go the opposite direction. Is the burden the proof lahakya or lahachmir? I don't know. The din is that you have to know the halachas and you have to see what it says in Shulchan Aruch. I know that.
Just in terms of like a mindset, meaning if the hanacha is that like we have to check everything because we assume there's bugs, and then like can we find reasons to justify?
So the hanacha is I only have to check stuff when there's a miyat hamatzah. If it's a miyat in the matzah, I don't have to check. Now I have to judge each vegetable, kishala atzmo, is there a miyata matzoi, no miyata matzoi? And we spoke about, or we will speak about more, what miyata matzoi means. But if there's no miyata matzoi, right, we spoke about, let's say, checking for shatnez, checking for trefus, all the din of checking is when there's a miyata matzoi. Pachos miyata matzoi, if it's a miyata matzoi, you don't have to check. Right? That's the given. Now, each particular item could be different, and things change over time. Right, just because today, right, lettuce needs to be checked. My grandparents didn't check lettuce. It happens that my grandparents who lived in America didn't check lettuce because they were using DDT. They're using this pesticide that killed all of the bugs. Right, so you can't really prove very much from that, etc. Things change. Next. We mentioned the Sevara of being Mako, like this razzle-dazzle funny idea that the Megillah Sefer has, that there's no Isser to put straight food into your mouth, and once it's in your mouth and you chomp it up so it's no longer a barrier, then it becomes bottle. That's an interesting Sevara, but Pashta says that's not going to work. It could be that there's an Isser of Ti'ima by Macholos Asuros, by Dairaisas, certainly where are many are machmir on it, so it's not a good svara. Additionally, it might be a mevatnes or chatzchila, so that svara is interesting. It's cool, but it's good for a shear, but practical halacha ain't there. Yeah.
Make a soup.
So to make a soup, the assumption is that that's going to be mutter. If it's meant to be, I'm allowed to make broccoli soup.
According to a Sefer, in drinking a book, you're not suddenly very sad.
Well, it doesn't, again, once I make it into soup, it goes in my immersion blender. My immersion blender makes all of the bugs nisrasek, and then it's going to be bottled, so then I'm allowed to have my soup.
What about not immersion blender?
What? And don't get choked up. I mean, like, I know this is emotional. Are you okay? I shouldn't make, yeah. Okay. Okay. I think we're gonna go. The big issue in terms of
question.
What?
I just have a question.
Yeah.
When it comes to the knife,
the knife
you potentially are cutting a bung with.
Yeah.
Does it not have issues with like chafing?
No. First of all, the bugs are nice in time of gum. And everything is cold. The knife is not going to absorb any tarifos when it chops up a bug. Nah.
No.
Nah. No. What? Dochka the sakinas with the davar charef. This ain't no davar charef. That's fine.
Taste the bugs to see how spicy they are.
Whose
job is that?
It's his job.
Second question: why are things like the kosher bug.
Kosher bug?
What am I thinking of?
The bugs that are born in
grasshoppers.
Yeah. Grasshoppers.
Why is a grasshopper not in the syrup of
So the assumption is that, again, Bata Shaktsu is based on society. If everybody eats grasshoppers, so it's not disgusting. In certain societies, like in Vietnam, people eat dogs. And it's assumed not to be disgusting. I think if we'd eat whatever people in our society, we eat dogs, so then it would be very disgusting. Like things depend on, right? Ki lo yachul hamitzum lechos ha'ivrim lechem ki to'evahu limitrayim, right? Like different societies have different things they consider disgusting. Is it based on raiv in that society or not? That's what we spoke about yesterday. Okay, we got next. So the din is that you have to check when something is called the miyata matzai. Less than the miyata matzai, you don't have to check at all. The tshuva of the Rivash says in Simen Kuf Tzadi Aleph, Dibra HaMaskel Gam, that miyata matzai is karvo machza. Mishkanes Yankiv says miyata matzai is 10%. We saw in that Sefer Shirat Hayam on page 107 that he quotes some poskim. Reb Nissen Kraut says it's 5%. Some say the Rebbe Yosher says it's 7%. Some say Rebbe Yosher says it's 4%. And Rav Vosner says that there's no absolute number for Miyata Matzoi. Miyata Matzoi depends whether you're surprised or not surprised. Just to kind of get into the sugya of checking for Miyata Matzoi, it's worth noting that the Mishkanes Yankiv and the Beis Ephraim were Balei Plukta. They disagreed. The Mishkanes Yankiv wanted to pass all the Erevin in Europe. The Beis Ephraim wanted to be make on Erevin. There's a bunch of machlokes in Mishkanes Yankiv and the Beis Ephraim. These things go on forever. The Pizchei Tshuva and Simin Lamed Aleph, Sifkatan Aleph, quotes a Yesod from the Beis Ephraim. And then at the end of the Pizchei Tshuva, he quotes Ayin Mishkanes Yankiv, that the Beis Ephraim says that you only have to check if after the checking you are going to have a vaday iser. But if after the checking it's going to be a suffik iser, then you don't have to check at all. Right? What's the case? The case is, remember in Hilchas Treifis, right? So we check the lungs. There's a whole bunch of other treifis. It's Yudches Treifis. Let's say a krum shomoyach. So the din is that if the krum shomoyach hachitzon has a problem, so then it's a suffix. If the krum hapnimi has a problem in the sense of it's a nekev that is mefulash, then it's for sure trefa. The krum is the membrane on top of the brain, right? So the mechaber writes that the moach has two krumim. If the tachton is nikav and nekev mefulash, it's a trefa. Nikav ha'oyon is kshera. The Rambam writes that we are machmir even by nikav krum hamayach ha'oyon. So there was some shochet at the time of the Beis Ephraim who decided for whatever the reason to open up the heads of his animals, and he saw that it's nikav krum shamoach, and he goes to the rabbi and says, Rabbi, we got a real problem. Like, all these animals are treifus. So the Beis Ephraim says, no, you're not really proving that it's a treifa, because you can only tell after peeling off the skull that it's nikah ha'elyon. You can't tell that's nikah ha'tachtoin unless you rip open the elyon. At that point, you're going to damage the tachton anyway. You just won't be able to tell. So it's only a suffix, sir. Now, you're going to tell me, based on your statistical analysis, that you have a miyot hamatzoi of animals in this town, that the krum hamoach is nikav, but lemaisa, a miyot hamatzoi is not mechayev bedika when acharei kechol hakol is going to be a suffix eser, not a vada eser. Right? That's the Beis Ephraim's yisod. Beis Ephraim says that if acharei kechol hakol is going to be a suffix, it's going to be a vada eser. Then you have to check if acharei kechol hakol is going to be a suffix eser. Then you don't have to check at all. The raya that the Beis Ephraim brings is from a din at the end of Siman Lamed Gimel. One of the Chavrei Knesset a few years ago decided to try to pass a bill that you could not make foie gras in Israel. Foie gras is liver pate. The way you make liver pate is that you feed these geese with tons and tons of food so that the liver mamish becomes the size of Wayu. And then the liver of the goose is very geschmack, apparently. It costs like a ton of money. That's foie gras. It's really disgusting the way they do it. The way they make it, it's like disgusting. So this Chaver Knesset wanted to aser foie gras in Israel. The Ramah at the end of Lamed Gimel talks about foie gras. He writes, "Nahagu lahakel biirenu, but osen avazel shemal iten lasas mehen shuman sheish takana biir libdok achar nikibas habeshet." The way they do it is they force feed it, so you have like a tube into the goose's mouth, and then there's a question of the treif of nikav habeshet. So some say that you should check it because nikav ha-veshet is more shriach than sirchas hareya. Nonetheless, nahagu lahakel, if you have a thorn that's in the veshet of an animal, because in order to be a problem, it has to go through and through, and there has to be a kort adam that comes out of it. And even though potentially there's an issa d'oraisa over here, but it's still better, says the Ramah, yoser tov shelo livdok klal v'lusma charuba milivdok olahaka b'makom d'ikarei issa. Says the Ramah that it's better not to check the veshet at all. What's the pshat in the Ramah? So the Beis Ephraim says the pshat is what I said, that by nikav haveshet, even if you're going to find a problem, lav dafka, is it going to be halachically a treifa? Again, I think there are two pipes only, or there are two sides of it. Only if it goes through and through, is it a problem? You won't really be able to tell if it goes through and through. So therefore, the Beis Ephraim says that's why we don't do the dika on the nikav haveshet. That's why the Ramah writes that it's yoser tov shelo livdo. Because milivdok, etc. That's what the Beis Ephraim says. The Mishkanis Yaakov says that there is no raya from this case of halotas ha'avazos, because in this case the pshat is that people are going to eat this stuff anyway. People are eating it anyway. So the shaila is it better to be bocher harab mi'uto or not? Meaning, you could not do any bedika and rely on roiv min hatayra, or you could do a bedika and you're not going to be sure. Maybe it's a treifa, maybe it's not a treifa. Says the Mishkanis Yankov, the pshat in this Ramah is that to do a bedika when acharei kechlos hakol you're not going to know, and the people are going to eat it anyway. So why get involved? It's better to be boicher harab mi'uto, in the sense of why do a bedika and have people cast aspersions on the bedikas that you do klal. So therefore, the base of the Mishkanes Yaakov says there's no raya from this din of halatas ha'avozos, because over there they decided not to do a bedika precisely because you're not going to know, and therefore people are going to look down upon bedikas, etc. So it's better not to check at all. Mr. Pellet-Schwartz?
Yeah, what happened to our concept of suffix from Yedia? I think we ever talked about that in general.
Because suffix is saying Yedia, if it's a chesaron Yedia with kol ha'olam, nobody really knows. Right? So the Taz had that lengthy discussion that it could be that's not called a suffix chesaron Yedia. Suffix chesaron Yedia is das shaytim. You can't say the whole world is a shaytim.
So we're saying that in the case of
no one has the real knowledge, or it's not really knowable. Just like the way you're going to try to do bedika, you're not going to, again, I have no idea my way around an animal and whether you can really see whether it's nikav havesha through and through or not. The assumption that the Ramah has is that although hasbara no sense that they should have to do bedika because they're force feeding these geese, nonetheless they don't do it, etc. Okay, now what exactly is miyata matzoi? The majority of posts can assume miyata matzoi is 10%. That idea comes from the Mishkanes Yaakov. The Mishkanes Yaakov is because of the Gemara in Gittin. Yeshivas are in Gittin this year, I think. Right? So the Gemara in Gittin on Lamed Aleph writes that there are three times a year that you have to check the wine to make sure it didn't become vinegar. Meaning, I have some barrels of wine at home. I am using these barrels of wine to be mafresh my trumas and maestris from these barrels. Right? This is going to be my hafrasha for the wine over there, over there, over there for all my wines. The problem is I can't be mafresh mi min al she'ino mino. Maybe the wine went bad, became rancid, became vinegar. So the Mishnah in Gittin says that gimel prakim b'shana, three times a year, you have to check your wine to make sure it didn't become vinegar. Says the Mishkanes Yaakov, well, what percentage of wine becomes vinegar? So the Gemara in Baba Basra talks about when I sell stuff to someone. So the mocher, the lokeach, is going to say, hey, you know what? You sold me, it's a mekach tos. You sold me wine and it became vinegar. Or you're saying it's wine, it's really vinegar. So therefore, it's a mekach tos, the whole deal goes back. There's a certain amount of expected wine that becomes vinegar, and it's not a mekach tos. 1 out of 10. If I sell you 10 barrels of wine, if one of them is vinegar, the deal goes through. Says the Mishkanes Yaakov, the fact is, I see from the Gemara in Gittin, there's a din of bedika on the wine. And I see from the Gemara in Baba Basra that wine becomes vinegar 1 out of every 10. So therefore, there's a din of bedika 1 out of every 10. That's the Mishkanes Yaakov's raya. So there are many ways that the poskim write to deflect this raya. In the tshuvas of the Sheva Talevi in Chelak Dalad Simen Pei Aleph, he writes that you don't have to check your wine in general. There's Gimel Prakim B'Shana that you have to check your wine because these are the three times a year that it gets hot enough that it's likely that the wine is going to become vinegar. But the rest of the year, you don't have to check your wine. Even though there's a 1 in 10 likelihood. The 1 in 10 likelihood is all year. This Gimel Prakim B'Shana might be a higher likelihood. So maybe the din of bedika is not 1 out of 10. 1 out of 10 is a gantiar. Maybe the din of bedika is more than that. Moreover, even if you want to prove that the din of bedika is 1 out of 10 based on the Gemara and Baba Basra, but the fact is that all you see from the Gemara Baba Basra is that when I sell you wine, 1 out of 10 is accepted as a good deal. But it could be that if you would have something with a smaller percentage, there's also a chiyuv bedika. For a din of mekach tais, we say 1 out of 10. But maybe there'd be a din of bedika less than that. It just so happens that the Gemara about Bedika, it's talking about Yayin. And by Yayin, we have a din of Mekachtos of 10%. But maybe there's a din of Bedika less than 10%. Maybe this is in Batika, only more than 10%. It's not really proof positive. You're trying to bring a raya from Choshen Mishpat of how much wine can be accepted, right? As vinegar, there's no real proof from that, right? That's the way the Shevet HaLevi in Chelak Dal and Siman Pei Aleph rejects the Mishkanes Yaakov's raya. Not bad. Moreover, wine becomes vinegar is like a natural process. If you leave wine out for a while, it's going to become vinegar. Mehecha tesi, that can be proof to checking for bugs. My bugs don't naturally happen in lettuce. It's not like my lettuce grows bugs. If my lettuce would grow bugs, once it's detached from the ground, that would be a kosher bug, right? But the lettuce doesn't grow bugs. The bugs come from the outside. The wine becomes vinegar internally. It's built into the system. So you can't really prove from wine to vinegar anything about checking for bugs. No safakach. Rav Henkin, Hashem Yikom Damo, in his Sefer, page 52 and 53, he says that I have another deflection based on a different yisoid. Our assumption is that checking for bugs, checking for shatnez, bedika in general, is a din d'rabbanan when you have a miyut hamatzai. There is, however, that Mishkanes Yankiv. Mishkanes Yankiv, remember, he tries to be machmir in everything. He tries to pass all the erevin, and he tries to say that bedika, right? The Beis Ephraim says, bedika! Right? The Mishkanes Yaakov says, bedika! Mishkanes Yaakov says that bedika is a din d'raisa. What's his raya? The raya is that there's a mechilta on the pasuk b'shamarta sechu kazos the moladam yomim yomima. Tosfos and Menachos quotes from there, from this mechilta, that according to the opinion that that pasuk is speaking about tefillin. Remember, the psukim of the Parshas Bo are flipping between tefillin and korban pesach. So the psukim are talking about tefillin, and we see b'shamarta. B'shamarta means that you have to do Bedika, so you have to check your tefillin. Says the Mishkanes Yankiv, min ha-taira, there's a din of checking. Says the Meshech Chachma on that pasuk, v'shamarta sechu kazos, that no, that you're checking tefillin. I checked tefillin because in the worst case scenario, my tefillin is puzzle. That means I don't get the mitzvah of tefillin. If I don't get the mitzvah of tefillin, that's like really bad. It's a mitzvah essay to wear tefillin. However, if I, let's say, don't, I have a lav, right? Eating bugs is a lav. If I end up eating bugs because of an anus, so it's an anus, right? We said it's not misasik by halav marayis because the bugs have no taste. So it's an anus. So it's not an aveira, but onus. If I don't do a mitzvah ba'ones, so that's like, I can't get points in my ledger for my mitzvah because you can't get a mitzvah when you didn't do it. But if it's an aveira ba'ones, that doesn't count. So mehecha tesi, there's a chiyuv to check bugs or to check for treifis. Min ha-taira, by Mishkanes Yankiv, you're trying to prove from the tefillin that there's a chiyuv min ha-taira to check for bugs. No real raya from tefillin, because tefillin's a mitzvah sese. You can't prove anything from a mitzvah sese to a mitzvah sol sese. That's the Meshech Chachma. Based on this, Rav Eitam, based on this Meshech Chachma, Rav Eitam says, you know what? The whole Mishkanes Yankiv's raya for 10% is very difficult. What's it in the 10%? The pshat is that I am being mafresh trumas and maestros. I'm being mafresh trumas and maestros. Why am I mafresh trumas and maestros? I'm mafresh trumas and maestros. There's a mitzvah sesei min ha-taiva to be mafresh truma. It's a mitzvah. So just because you're going to bring me this raya of 10%, like combining that Gemara in Baba Bas with the Gemara in Gittin, but all that proves is that with respect to mitzvahs, there is a din of checking. That's all I see from the Gemara in Gittin, the mitzvah of Hafreshes Trumas Maaser and Maasers. But by Isurim, there's a chiyuv to check at all. The Gemara in Gittin doesn't prove anything about Isurim. Or the 10% that you're trying to prove, it's only by a mitzvah, it's not by an iser. That's what Rav Eitam says. Now, if you look in the Meshech Chachma, by the way, he uses this yesod to answer a number of issues. Tosfos in Nida, I think the Kolos are in Nida, discusses that we bury a mace with tachrichim of Shabbos, no? But you're not allowed to wear it tzitzis, right? As loyig l'rash. But the Gemara, our practice is that we pass all the talos when you bury the guy. It comes from Sfarim Chitzonim, etc. But that's what we do. So l'maisa, right? I don't understand. You bury the mace, midina de Gemara, in the talos, because Tchiyas HaMesim is going to come. He's going to not have the mitzvah tzitzis. So you want to make sure, right? We believe Tchiyas HaMesim is a phenomenon beguf. You want to make sure he's going to be wearing tzitzis when he wakes up. But if that's the case, how come you bury him in shatnez? Right, he's going to wake up, he's going to be violating the Isser. The Isser for Yom Kalayim. Teretz is like the Meshech Chachma. That no, right? You're ones because you just woke up from being dead. So if you're ones and you woke up from being dead, so there's, you're wearing shatnez. Okay, ones, you're wearing shatnez. Not a big deal. But if you're not Mekayim, a mitzvah, that's mamash a problem. So we bury the guy wearing tzitzis. Because when he wakes up, he wants to be Mekayim the mitzvah tzitzis right away. Mitzvahs essay are different than mitzvahs los essay. Rav Shechter has in his Sefer Be'ikvei Atzon on page 74, that when we say the Avos, the Ramban asks Akasha, how come Yaakov and Leah, how come Yaakov married Rachel and Leah? You're not allowed to marry two sisters. The Torah writes, came out from Avinu, Kol HaTorah Kula, Shel Nitna. So how could Yaakov marry two sisters? So the Maral of Prague answers, there's a difference between mitzvahs essay and mitzvahs los essay. No? That the Avos are Mekayim mitzvahs. But Isurim doesn't apply. Mitzvahs essay and mitzvahs los essay is a fundamental difference. Many hold the mitzvah of chinuch, it's only mitzvahs essay, not mitzvahs los essay. There are many ramifications. Once I have this yesod, the distinction between mitzvahs essay and mitzvahs los essay, then I can reject the Meshech Chochma's raya. However, it's not so pashut. You see, Rav Eitam's application that Trumas and Maisers is a mitzvah, and therefore you can't prove anything about checking for bugs, which is about an Avera. Who says checking for Trumas? Who says Trumas and Maisers is a mitzvah? In Rav Shechter's Sefer number 3, Ginas Egels, right at the beginning, he has an essay about mitzvah versus matir in general. Taisas and Nida, everything's a Taisas and Nida. Taisas and Nida da Samachvav, right? That there's only a lechatchila d'oraisa by mitzvahs, not by something that's a matir. No? This is part of your question on the test.
So, yeah.
Huh?
Yeah.
We should have given shir before these tests. Yeah. Now, like, we get everything in. But the point is that what's a mitzvah, what's a matir? Certain things, it's not clear. Do I have to do a chalitza if the woman's never going to get remarried? I just was at a chalitza like 2 weeks ago. Right? Like 70-whatever-year-old woman. She's not getting remarried. Right? She's done. You have to do a chalitza if you're not going to get remarried. Is chalitza a mitzvah or is it a matir? Right? If it's a matir to get remarried, mehichadis, you do a chalitza. If it's a mitzvah, you do it. Right? Rav Shechter, at the beginning of Ginas Egos, has a whole essay. And part of his essay is about trumas and maestras. Is how fresh is trumas in a mitzvah, is it a matir? Magen Avraham Rav Simin Ches, Hilchos Tzitzis. The din over there is, I put on my talis, mu'umar. I make the bracha mu'umar. All birchas ha-mitzvahs mu'umar. For the Magen Avraham Akasha, are guys okay if we daven mincha in the room and we go a few minutes over? Okay. So the Magen Avraham asks Akasha, what do you mean that you make a bracha on tzitzis mu'umar? Right? Birchas ha-mitzvah has to be mu'umar. But the Mishnah writes, ha'isha yosheves ha-kotza l'chala. Right? Women could be mafresh chala, she's undressed, because ervasa lamata, you can make a bracha, sitting down. How can you make a bracha sitting down? Don't we say in Hilchos Tzitzis, brachas have to be standing up. Zakhna Magen Avram, you know what? Birchas HaMitzvah have to be standing up. Hafrashas Challah is not a mitzvah. It's a matir. Right? I don't take off Challah because let's say I'm not going to eat the bread. I don't have to take off Challah. That's what Magen Avram says. Reb Kiva Eger over there jumps up and down, spits water nickels. He says, no. Maybe Hafrashas Challah is taka mitzvah, not a matir. Right? Maybe you're supposed to be mafresh challah if you're not going to eat the stuff. But Pashtus, Trumas, and Maestris is the same thing. That the Machlegis from Magen Avraham Reb Kiva Eger relates to whether Hafrashas Trumas is a mitzvah or is it a matir. If Hafrashas Trumas is a matir, so then really what we're saying is that there's no mitzvah to be mafresh truma. The whole dichoy of the Mishkanes Yaakov's Raya from Hafrashas Truma is that Hafrashas Truma is a mitzvah as opposed to eating bugs, which is an Avera. If Hafrashas Truma is a matir, so Hafrashas Truma is a way to make sure I don't do an Avera, it's much more similar to bug checking, etc. So I think these are some of the points. These are some of the points. So if Eitam Henkin has another Yisayid.
Wait, how does Rabbi Yair spend the Mishnah Challah if one's sitting down?
I don't remember. The Taz at the beginning of Hilchos Shechita also says that. Rabbi Kiva Eger quotes a Taz when you have Hilchos Shechita. But I don't remember how they get out of that Raya. No, I think the answer is that you don't have to do. We assume many assume that birchas hamitzvahs don't have to be ba'amida. Only those six mitzvahs, right? Do we speak about this in the Shirim? Olat shalem, right? It says right, by oimer. It says kama. By so we learn kama to a bunch of other mitzvahs. Right? Olat shalem, omer, levana, tzitzis, shofar, lulav. And mezuzah. Those are six mitzvahs that have to be, that the bracha is standing. Left off is that all brachas and mitzvah have to be standing. The Rav Eitam Henkin has the following proof. You know, we said that the Mishkanes Yankov argues that 10% is the number for miyatamot. So based on the Gemara and Baba Basra. The Gemara Bava Basra also says, if I sell you figs and you find the figs have all wormy and grossness in the figs, so you can expect that one out of every 10 figs is going to be wormy, gross. So therefore, it's not a Mekach Tos. Nonetheless, it says in Shulchan Aruch that you're allowed to eat figs at night. You can checking figs, by the way, is difficult. If you look in the checking things, lots of figs have bugs, like on the outside of them. It's like it's a real thing that figs have bugs. Gemara says you can eat figs at night. What's the pshat? So Mishkanes Yaakov himself is bothered by this kasha. Mishkanes Yaakov says, you know what? You have to check when you can check. If you want to eat a fig at night, it's not shayach to check, so therefore it's okay. That's already a very big kula, even for the Mishkanes Yaakov. That means if I have something that can't be checked, right? This is Rav Eitam's kula on strawberries. If you can't check, it doesn't mean you can't check it at night. It doesn't mean it's not possible to check. It just means it's exceedingly difficult. You could probably get like 10 people with torches, right? And it's exceedingly difficult to check. Nonetheless, Mishkanes Yaakov says it's okay. That's a big kula by the bug checking in general. That's Rav Eitam's Shtikl Torah, etc. Let's talk, though, about a few other issues very briefly, because we decided we're doing Simen Pei Dalet. So if you remember, Simen Pei Dalet begins, let's talk about the water in New York City. New York City water, is it kosher or not? So they have these things called copepods that are found in New York City water. Like we mentioned, you could see them when they're alive based on their movement. When they're dead, you can't see them because they're not moving, but you really can see them if you know how to walk. So one of the shaylas is, are you mechoyev to check your water for copepods? Are you allowed to drink your water without copepods? Are you allowed to drink your water without checking it? Or maybe you need a water filter. So it happens that when it comes to bugs in water, so the beginning of Siman Pei Daled tells me that there's a difference between mayim shebekeilim sheboros versus the mayim that is in Meimos Hanovim. The Torah writes that in Parsha Shmini, that's not bir v'kaskesas b'mayim. You need fins and scales if it's in like mayim hanovim, it's in the river. But if it's mayim in the bar, so there's no requirement of fins and scales, and shratzim in the mayim shebabar are going to be okay. That's the din. So if I'm allowed to bend down and drink from a bar, and it's not a problem. If the shratzim are poresh, then it is a problem. Right? That's what it says in Shulchan Aruch. By the mayim shebabar, and then it comes out, and the sheretz begins to climb on the outside of the keli, so then the taka is a problem. But kol zman, it's mayim shebabar, it's going to be okay. Until it's poresh. One of the issues about the kohol pads in New York, in Rav Belsky's sefer, Shulchan Halevi, so page 394 and the following, he writes, he quotes the Kol Kore. I remember, I think I mentioned this to you guys. I went from Five Cohen's Zechman Lebrecha's Shiur about the kohol pads, and that was the day I had my appendicitis. The other thing about my appendicitis is I happen not to have had medical insurance at that point. And it ended up like spending 3 days in the hospital, whatever, without insurance, ended up being an expensive thing. This is why I like Barack Obama and universal insurance, but this is a message from our Democratic sponsors. But the point is that if you don't know what I'm talking about, you don't read the newspapers enough. But so Rav Belsky quotes from the Kokore of those who wanted to answer the copepods. And then he gets into this whole discussion. So he writes, you know how the copepods became a problem? There was somebody who bought lettuce and decided to look at his lettuce very carefully with a microscope, and he sees lots of bugs. And he goes to an expert in bugs, and they say the bugs is not from the lettuce. The lettuce had a good hashgacha. The bugs is from the water. And then those bugs, it turns out when they're alive, these copepods, they do their swimming thing. That's how this guy discovered the issue. So Rav Belsky, first of all, tainas that if you have something that no one noticed all the years, so mistumin has got to be a kula. Right? We have a principle of the Gemara in Gittin, Jews are in Gittin. We have a principle of hashta behemtim shal tzaddik and HaKadosh Baruch Hu maybe takala yedehim tzaddik and atzal kol shekein, that when it comes to at least machalos asuros, Tosus writes, the assumption is that the Rabbonu Shel Olam won't have a tzaddik be nifshal on the iser machalos asuros. People have been drinking water for many years. Presumably they're not nechshal. So therefore we have to look through the sugya and come up with kulas, etc. So Rav Belsky tainas that the water in New York has a din of mayim shebabayrus, not a din of mayim shebenaharos hanovim. Where do we get our water from? So there's something called the Catskill watershed. Right? There are like rivers which feed reservoirs. There's a few reservoirs that we get our water from. There's Neversink. There's a reservoir called Croton. There's a reservoir called Kensico. There are basically three basic reservoirs. New York, unlike most cities in the United States, does not filter its water because New York water is geschmack. It tastes good. So the water comes down from the Catskills, and they found out there is copepods. Well, 1 second. How do I look at the water that's in the reservoirs up in the Catskills? Let's say Neversink. Is that water viewed like mayim shebabayris? Or is it water viewed like mayim shebenaharos? The fact is the reservoirs are fed by rivers. But right now, the water is in the contained area. So some people, Rabbi Belsky says, tried to bring rayas from Hilchos Mikvos. And Hilchos Mikvos, we see, right? Some of you guys were in the share from Mikvos. And in Hilchos Mikvos, we see that something that's mechubar to a mayon, according to half of the Rishonim, always has a din of a mayon. So many Rishonim would say that min hatayra, the never sink is metaher b'kol shivu. You don't need abrot misa'ah, because it's a mayon, it's not a mikvah. So Rabbi Belsky says, no, you can't bring rayas from mikvahs to these dinim, etc. These dinim are based on what's the source, or not based on what's the source of the water. It's based on, does it look like a bar? Does it look like it's a river? When they get the water from Neversink, it's water that looks like it's a bar. So it's okay. Now my water comes directly from Neversink, and it goes through pipes, and the pipes end up in my faucet and my sink. So therefore, says Rabbi Belsky, it's mayim shebapyrus, and all the bugs in there are kosher. The fact that the Neversink originated up as a river, he says that doesn't really matter. That's his argument. And the Rabbi Belsky says, it's worse if you filter the water. It's worse if you filter, because we have in Shulchan Aruch, in Se'if Gimel, Hamasani Mayim, O Sha'ar Mashkin, Bahayibol Tola'im, O Yavkushim, O Yitushim. So then, since it's Kfar Pirshu and it goes back into the liquid, it creates a problem. Right? So if I filter the water, says Rabbi Belsky, so the bugs are going to end up hitting the filter. Likely, that's going to be pyrish. You're going to end up like a little bit on the outside. Then they can come back in. Those bugs now become treif.
How do they come back in?
Because filters over time have like backlog. That, again, that's his assumption.
And you go through the filter?
Well, it's going to go like through that little, let's say, mesh thing. And then the mesh thing builds up. It's going to come back into the water. And then like the water pressure will end up coming into my faucet, and it's going to be a problem. So it's considered pirshum. So Rabbi Belsky wants to answer filtering the water. Right? This is mamish. Right? That's his cheshbon. He also, let me just finish a few thoughts. He wants the taina that these bugs, the fact that no one noticed it all the years, shows that it's mamish mutter. It doesn't have to be microscopic to be mutter. When we say it's mutter, it's because of nitnatar malachi asharis. The fact that Jews have been drinking water in New York all the years shows that it's a very difficult thing to check, mutter. Right? Again, based on the source that we have from Vaitam, that the strawberries are difficult to check, etc., so therefore you don't have to be nervous, the same idea could be said about New York City water. Again, is it difficult though? You could go to Home Depot, you buy a filter for like $15. Is that difficult? So Rabbi Belsky says, yeah, it's really hard because you're going to go to someone else's house and they're not going to filter their water. So that's his argument. It happened, let me just finish two more sentences and I'll take your question and we'll dive in mincha. I probably should have started share regular time because I had more to say than I thought, but that's a different story. When this issue of the kopavads came out, Rav Shechter was machmir. We spoke about it because he says, no, it is nikra la'ayin when they're alive. Rav Shechter says this whole argument that it's considered a bar, not like a mayon, like, what do you mean? The water comes from naharis, and bugs in naharis are a problem. So Rav Shechter was machmir, Rav Belsky was mekel. The OU had two poskim at the time, Rav Shechter and Rav Belsky. So what do you do then? So I went to Rav Dovah Feinstein. Rav Dovah Feinstein was machmir on the water. That's why the OU insists that water is filtered based on that issue. I believe Rabbi Wallach holds me ikar. I think you don't have to filter the water. Nonetheless, the Vad of Riverdale does filter water because they want people to go to their restaurants. The Vad of Riverdale, if you go to Corner Cafe, they have a cake that they sell that has strawberries on it with the leaves. So when I was in Hashgacha, I asked Rabbi Willing, like, come on. You're like, if you're worried about the Yeshiva Sha'olam in Riverdale, that you have to filter the water for them, so the, what's it called, the strawberries with the leaves, right? Like, that's a problem. So Rabbi Willing says, yeah, people know that strawberries with the leaf is going to be a problem if you hold it's a problem. And therefore, he's like, so people won't eat that cake. It's not such a big deal. Suppose you go to the restaurant and the assumption is that the water is filtered, etc. I think that the Vad of Riverdale policy, again, you could ask Rabbi Willig. Okay, let me just take a few quick questions. And yeah.
I'm
Do you see the same idea of the filter corner Belsky pull the pipes and go off the pipe, off the out of the water onto the pipe itself?
No, but that's not called P-ratio. This is just an extension of the never sink.
No, but as it goes through the pipes, it's not going to always be in water. I mean, once going up for 10 minutes, it's on
the... No, but remember, it's not P-ratio. If I take a cup of water from a boiler, unless the bug comes out, it's still okay.
So you can't be dipping a cup in so well because it's going to go around. It's not.
If because it will go around. Over here, it's not going around. It's staying inside the pipes. Rabbi Belsky argues also that New York City Department of Water Works sends out a thing about how the water sometimes has little stuff inside that looks like white dots. But don't worry about it. It's just like paint. Right? So Belsky is like, why don't you just say copepods? Alamai, copepods is not in the thing. Right. By the way, Rabbi Bly holds that in terms of the copepods, you have to check your own water. So take a cup of water, look at it. If you see stuff like floating around, so don't drink that cup of water. It also should depend on the time of year. It said water in Washington Heights is different than other areas. I think Washington Heights, because we're so high up, we get our water from like a water tower, from like a water system, which is different than the water that comes directly from the reservoirs. Right. Washington Heights is like the highest part of the city. Yeah.
Is the smart, the reason why management harvest is a problem is because we assume there are bugs that came from outside of the river?
Mayim Shabin Haris is a problem because the Torah says that's not Birkaskas, it's B'mayim. If it's B'mayim, which means Naharais, so you need fins and scales. That's why it's a problem. The Torah says it's a problem. The Torah says, in other words, copepods don't have fins and scales.
But that's not a din in sharif, that's a din in...
In other words, no, shratim is a din of something that's in the mayim that doesn't have snapim and kaskasas.
So mayim should be kalim, so that would be, that doesn't have this din of whatever creatures are there are kosher.
It's kosher because it's not the mayim, be yamim, be naharim, etc. Yeah.
But if you would say that we don't know if the bugs were there when they were in the river, and now they're in the reservoir and they have the bugs, so can we assume that the bugs were there from the reservoir and not from...
So Rabbi Belsky assumes that since we know it comes from the reservoir, right? Yeah, I don't get it. That's like most of his tshuva. I don't fully get it. Right? The mice, I know it came from the river that leads into the...
But we don't know if the bugs came from there. The bugs could have...
So shouldn't that be a suffix d'oraisa? I don't fully understand his cheshbon about that. That's like the bulk of his tshuva. So is this a quick one? Because I think the only one is Av Mincha. I'm happy to take your question after. Okay. So just two last issues in term. The din in Shulchan Aruch is that bugs that are born in the fruit are assumed to be kosher. Bugs that are shoritz al ha'aretz is assumed to be a problem. Bugs without a skeleton won't last for 10 days. For 12 months, that means that they become afar ba'alma, right? So any bug that wasn't pyresh, it's inside something. If it's more than 12 months old, it's assumed to be dried completely. It's afar ba'alma. Many hashgacha agencies give hashgacha on like dried, let's say parsley or whatever, because it's dried in gansen. So it's no worse than yibush of yud beis chodesh. Right, that's the cheshbin that they have. Okay, so tomorrow on Yom Hashem, I think some of the guys will do a little bit of a bug demonstration, and maybe as it goes on, I'll say a few more ha'aris. Okay, guys, we should daven mincha. I'm Nusach Ashkenaz.